in the book of Daniel, if I may just read this, in chapter number 6, and the Bible said, and the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, and neither was there any error or fault found in him. And I thought about this man as I have known him and as I have held him in esteem. And they said, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. And when I thought about Brother G.W., I remembered as just a young boy. Now, Brother G.W., if you understand, he's somewhat older than I am. And when they came into our area, you know, when you're 8 and somebody's 18, that seems like eons, you know. And when they came into our area, he was about 8 years older than I, and they seemed like we're a whole lot older. But when they would sing and preach, it just seemed like it just would just do something to me. And they made such an influence in my life. I was just, I thought, just a little boy. But he wasn't all that much older. Now then, he's really not that much older than I am now. But he has been a faithful man through the years, a man with an excellent spirit. And we have seen such wonderful. I don't know of anybody that has traveled more miles, sang more songs, and preached more revivals, and helped as many people than this man that's sitting here, Brother G.W. Birdsong. And they have kept an excellent spirit. Now, when they came into our area, I noticed that he spent a lot of time in the Blanchard area. And, of course, I wasn't, he was older than I was, and I soon found out why. He married one of the girls from our area, and they have sang and traveled and preached and made so many good, I don't know how to express it, so many good occasions for people to seek the Lord. And if you've ever been around them, I've stayed in their home. I have been around them. And listen, men like this have been men that I wanted to pattern my life after. Men that had an excellent spirit. Men that had a sweet attitude. And I thank God that I have been privileged to know this man. Not only that, but he raised a family. And I have served with his son on a camp meeting committee. And their attitude has rubbed off on him. And that makes a big difference. You know, we need some more men. And I pray that God will help us to see some more young men. Come on, young men. We need some more young men to follow in the footsteps of these old men that's passed on. Let's carry the torch. Yes, we've handed it to you. Let's see you pick it up and carry it on. Right. That God will give us some more men like the Birdsongs. They've traveled millions of miles, I would say. Not only here in the United States, but across, even into Russia, places to carry the gospel. God bless men like Brother G.W. Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words for a great man. God bless you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's good to be back. This meeting. I was here in some of your first meetings, and we had a wonderful time, but the crowd has got quite a bit bigger, and thank God for that. And it's turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful meeting. And as most of you know, I don't usually preach with notes, but I've got to use a few notes here. In fact, Brother Ryan Ralston preached the Broxton meeting a few years ago, and I was supposed to preach it. He called me on the phone. He said, "Brother Lindell, the least you could do is send me your notes." And he knew I didn't have any. But anyway, we're so glad to be here, and it is an honor to say a few words on my dad's behalf. And, you know, I was thinking this evening, if we could call back a few years, I wouldn't even be up here doing this. There'd be many other great men that would be speaking on my dad's behalf, such as Brother Grad Horton. And in fact, they had asked me who might be able to go back many, many years. And Brother Tommy Tolliver, of course. But there's another great Horton that just left us a few days ago. And I said he'd probably know as much about my dad as anybody. And not realizing he wouldn't be here, and we certainly miss him. But let me give you just a little history, and then I'll get out of the way here. My dad, that GW you heard, is actually George Washington. And it really is. That's what his name really is. He was born in Golden Pond, Kentucky. That's near Paducah. Some of y'all, I think, here are from that area, land between the lakes. And he had a very sad childhood. My dad was raised by moonshiner, and he said most of his childhood was spent with the law coming, the revenuers coming, and his brothers in and out of prison. His dad finally left their home. They took him away, the law did, after he had shot one of them. And so my dad had a very sad childhood. But he said they had a little revival meeting. The Baptist folks had a little revival meeting. And he said that in that revival meeting, he walked down the aisle at 10 years old and gave his heart to the Lord. And that's the reason why he's here today, is because of that. He told me the other day, he said, "You know, Lindell, the Baptist folks, and I'm not throwing off on them, but they've changed a little bit evidently." He said, "I remember when them old preachers said he'd get happy and get to shouting up and down and had long legs," and he said he'd kick out, and he said, "just like a holiness preacher." And God saved him there. And not long after that, another old preacher that has been gone a long time, Brother Bert Utter. I don't know if any of y'all ever knew Brother Bert Utter, but he came to their community and started a revival. And my dad said that one of his older brothers went to that revival as the community was all coming out. And he came back and told the family, he said, "Don't go down to that revival." He said, "Don't dare go. My dad's the youngest." And really scared them when they heard what was going on. He said, I actually was up close, and I saw him put something on somebody. I'm sure it was the anointing oil. And he said when they put that on them, said they just started jerking and doing all kinds of things. And he said, "Boys, whatever you do, don't dare go to that revival." And so they didn't, Brother John, for a long time. But after a while, you know, God knows how to work things around. Brother Bert Utter had a child, they said, that didn't have any milk. They found out the Birdsong family had an old milk cow. And they came and visited them, and while they was there, they invited them to come to that holiness meeting. And they went, and God got a hold of them. They got sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost in that revival, and it changed everything. And not long after that, my dad and Uncle Dan, you can't say my dad hardly without saying my Uncle Dan. The old-timers around here remember how they sang together with my mother. And they'd already been singing, they said, and had quite a reputation around in that area for their singing. And my understanding is back in that day, if you got to sing at the Grand Ole Opera, that somebody would put your name in if you had kind of got popular in an area, and they'd invite you to come and sing at the Grand Ole Opera. And after my dad and Uncle Dan had got in holiness and started singing some around at some of the revivals, they went to the mailbox or wherever it was, and they got a letter in the mail. They brought it home and opened it up, and it was their lifelong dream. And that letter said, "You are invited to come and sing on the stage of the Ryan Auditorium at the Grand Ole Opera." And my dad, I remember him telling about it, him and Uncle Dan laid that little envelope down, and they said, "We've made our choice. We're going to stay with the holiness people, and we're going to serve God, and we're going to live for Him." I really believe, I might be wrong, but I really believe the devil had a trap laid for them, and I really believe that they could have went somewhere else, as so many of our holiness people could have been something else. But thank God, God changed all of that. They started singing in revivals not long after that also. My dad said there was a lady came to their community preaching another revival. They didn't know anything. They hadn't been raised anything. And I believe they done some singing there in that revival. And she really took a liking to them. And so she started spending time with them. And one day she began to talk to them, and she said, "Now, boys, I want to tell you something." She said, "You know, there's really only one God." And they didn't know what she was even talking about. Just one God. And my Uncle Dan, in that old revival they got in holiness in, they said he fell out in a trance. There was an old country doctor there, Brother John, that came. They thought maybe he had died, and they checked his pulse and all that, said, "No, he's alive." But he said while he was out in the spirit, he went out somewhere in the elements, and he said, "I can't explain it, but," he said, "I saw the Father and the Son." And he told that lady, he said, "Ma'am, I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but this." He said, "I know there's a Father, and I know he's got a Son. I saw it." And they're still with the holiness people today. Here again, they could have went another direction. Hope I'm not taking too much time. I'm almost through here. And they went on from there, and there was a man by the name of Brother Clyde Speed. And I'm also supposed to say a few things about Brother Richard Crane. And I know Brother Richard Crane, Brother Clyde Speed, was good friends in years past. They were both old bachelors. I remember Brother Clyde. I asked him one day, I said, "Brother Clyde, you're getting older." I said, "Do you ever plan on getting married?" He said, "Well, I hope so." But he never did, Brother Crane. You did, but he never made it. But anyway, Brother Clyde Speed, he took my dad and Uncle Dan, and they traveled to Oklahoma. And they traveled in an old Model A, I believe it was, and had a hard time getting there. They finally made it to a little place called Pickens, Oklahoma. So I appreciate my mom and dad, and my dad's going to come up and say something here in just a little bit. But
well, Lyndall built me up pretty much, didn't he?